You would like to? We can move to item four.
From the Milwaukee County Treasurer, an informational report regarding sales tax application to interest internet sales. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, there's a lot of discussion on the internet among treasurers regarding the loss of revenue because of internet sales. It's been estimated in Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin, it's $100 to $200 million alone. What it does is impacts local retailers because if you buy locally, it's a surcharge in effect of another 5 to 6%. It's creating in some respects a black market for buying things at a cheaper rate, and punishing people for buying at a local resale store instead of buying it on an internet, where very often they include free shipping. This is a loophole I think needs to be closed. I think counties around the nation are trying to work on this as well as states to try to get this. I think it's a new development. We hadn't had to deal with this 10 years ago, but it's growing and growing, and I think it's something that needs to be dealt with and addressed. So I submitted a copy of the resolution that the Wisconsin County Association is advocating. I do think it needs to be addressed quickly as the state and federal government are talking about changes in tax laws. We need to get our voice heard on this.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am curious how a resolution like this would affect small businesses that are online retailers, regardless of where they're located in the country.
Well, businesses in the state of Wisconsin most often apply the sales tax already. It's the out-of-state businesses that aren't applying it. You can voluntarily pay sales tax. Most people don't do that when they order online from Amazon or other large corporations.
Mr. Chairman, I applied for a job once a few years ago to work for a municipality to be a sales tax collector. And one of the things that I was told that I would be responsible for in that job, if I wasn't able to find anybody locally that was possibly missing paying on their sales taxes, was to look for online retailers that are probably doing a lot of business in that area, and then write them a letter from that municipality that I would have worked for, and basically request to audit them to see if they've been paying the sales tax. I agree with the treasurer that we're potentially missing out on a lot of revenue, but I also feel like maybe there's a different way to go about collecting the sales tax. Not saying that they shouldn't pay the sales tax, but maybe there's a way to work with the state for some kind of a collaboration where it's a general sales tax paid to the state, and the state takes the responsibility of doling it to the counties, only because if something like this goes statewide, where all the counties jump on board and we all say, let's each require sales tax to be paid on online purchases, that means that any online retailer out there needs to know the sales tax rates and how to go about paying sales tax for every single county in the state of Wisconsin individually, regardless if they had one order from there or 10,000 orders from there. So I just wanted to voice the concern that, some municipalities out there do already have this in effect, and they go out purposely looking for businesses that aren't paying the tax. The businesses should pay the tax. I don't disagree with that. I'm just concerned that, in a way, it creates an undue burden on small businesses to have to track, every county in every state and every municipality and what they want individually for their sales tax. I'm wondering if the treasurer has any comments on maybe a different mechanism within collecting sales tax to help avert some of that burden.
That's interesting. I wasn't aware that counties were doing anything because the state of Wisconsin collects our sales tax for us. We're not involved in it in any way in Milwaukee County. With computer programs now, it's pretty easy to apply the sales tax rate to any area. Once the information is entered, the taxes are applied. Some companies do that voluntarily, very few of them, but some do already. But most do not. And it's the larger out-of-state companies that are selling things for 5 or 6% discount because you're not paying the sales tax that this really addresses. Like you say, most companies in the state of Wisconsin can be audited by the state of Wisconsin for in-state purchases that sales tax clearly apply to. It's the companies that are out of state that they're paying, that don't pay them to the states for the purchase that this is aimed at. And this would have the state pass the legislation, not the county. So.
Fair enough. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Supervisor Lipscomb, Supervisor Jerzyk, and we got a long day ahead of us, and this thing Thanks. Probably isn't happening today, so if we want to keep okay. this one kind of brief, we can.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am aware of it through the WCA, and but I guess I don't understand what's actually proposed is to make online retailers in that have a presence in Wisconsin subject to this. Similar to catalog, I think the comparison would be to catalog operators, but it would not correct the mismatch for out-of-state online resellers. So they would still have the advantage that you're talking about. So I'm not sure that it's perfect. I know there's been some talk about maybe taking this up in IGR. I won't belabor it since it's just in front of us as informational at this time, but thank you.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
Yeah, I won't belabor it either. I mean, first of all, when you sign your income tax form in the state of Wisconsin, you are expected to report any out-of-state unpaid sales tax and report and pay it. And when you sign your taxes, you're basically promising you've done that. I fear this is actually an issue that's going to have to be addressed at the federal level, interstate commerce. That would be my comment, that maybe this isn't the appropriate way to attack this. It's going to have to be done federally, so I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Diliberti. I think that's all we have for that item.